This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch into the third hour here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on air call in lines are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything. The Venezuelan Bolivar is now in its third iteration in about 20 years, and they're now calling it the Bolivar Soberano, or the Sovereign Bolivar. They just issued it about a week ago, just over a week ago, and so let's talk about this, because it's a big, you know, it's a big deal when a country decides to completely revamp its currency. Is it going to save their economy?
No.
Absolutely not. We will tell you more about it coming up here in moments, but back to the phones and to the fun, where we go back first to the Discord on-air call-in line room, where Rhododendron is on the line in New York State. Rhododendron, you brought up the price, the ever-increasing price of college, and essentially pointed out that this is a bubble. That there's all kinds of reasons why people keep funneling into this, in what I would say not quite completely unnecessary, but very unnecessary system where many people will spend all manner of tens of thousands of, or hundreds of thousands in some cases, of dollars, and then end up not even being able to get a job in the area in which they got a degree. And I found myself wondering, you know, what's your personal story with this? Have you been to college? Are you in college now? Did you figure it out before you finished and quit? I mean, tell us, you know, what brought you about to this point, this viewpoint?
It was more I waited to go because I'm like, you know, I might as well actually want to go. So I did software engineering. I did all that. So something useful. But, you know, I learned way more just doing work and then going to college. And you're just with people that they just assume, okay, I get the degree. I don't really have to do anything else. You know, I'll just test good and, oh, I'll be fine. And then they're wondering why they're not getting a job.
Now,
wondering how many people have that same mindset.
So you went to college after you really kind of decided what you wanted, which is a smart move. If you're going to go to college, a lot of young people will just throw themselves into it, not really even knowing what they want out of life, not knowing which direction they're going to go in. They end up switching their major. Right, they end up switching their major more than one time while they're in college, which is, you know, a lot of reversals and a lot of time wasting there, and then they end up with all this debt. Did you pay for this yourself? Was it family? Did you have a scholarship? How'd you end up ponying up?
Just saving up and not being stupid about it. I lived at home and I commuted. I didn't want to, you know, live in a nearly condemned, you know, dorm building and then have to fork over tens of thousands of dollars just for that when I could just drive there. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're the exception on many, many levels.
Would you say that's true based on the other people you went to college with?
I don't like to think all high and mighty like that. So.
Well, I went to community college, and then I did another 2 years at a state college.
Yeah.
And it was night and day, the differences.
What do you mean?
You know, community college, it was, you know, I would go after work,
yep,
and it was all people in my same boat. It would be, you know, people, you know, usually above 30, and maybe 30, 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to make a better life for themselves. They were actually going to better themselves.
For a reason,
for
not
a
just
reason.
Because they
and,
were told to.
Yeah, and on top of that, they were paying out of their own pocket. When I went to state college, it was all 17, 18-year-olds. They didn't know
mommy and daddy.
Either that or the student loans dime. They didn't know what they wanted. They were just playing around, and it was
partying.
A lot of partying, a lot of living on
campus. Oh, there's always a lot of partying.
Not in college,
not in community college.
I didn't even know
not
any of those people.
Not community college, but 4 years. He's talking about a state school.
I know what he's talking about. I'm pointing
there's
out.
Partying
you said there's
there.
Always partying, and I'm telling you not at community
4 years.
Okay.
I
right. Yeah, I didn't even know those
four
people.
Year.
Did you ever, like, get to know anybody at the community college?
Yes.
There was a couple that I kind of got to know, but for the most part, I had
when
almost
I, when
no...
When I moved the state, I was, you know, 10, 15 years older than a lot of the kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I didn't have any.
You weren't the guy buying those 18-year-olds beer?
I had no desire. I don't like younger women, for one thing. I had no desire to hang out with any of
you. Do you like younger boys? Like,
hey,
I like women my own age.
All right.
Rhododendron, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
All right. The ultimate question is, though, when this bubble happens, do you think it's going to become a situation like bailouts, or they're going to demand taxpayer money to.
They're already doing that. You have lots of candidates out there who have been running for years, and the whole free college and
It's a good question, though. I mean, are the
college reimbursements?
The loans are federally guaranteed.
Yeah.
So that's a form of a bailout.
Well, yeah, but that's true. But he's talking about when the bubble pops, right? When the bubble pops, and then all of a sudden nobody's willing to pay $100,000 for a semester or whatever, and they're only willing to pay $10,000 or however the popping would end up happening. Presumably, the price of college would have to drop if this bubble popped in some way.
And
what that will look like, I don't
know. I think when this one pops, a lot of other things are going to pop as well. Pensions are going to be the big one.
Ooh, the government
pensions? But I mean, right now, according to this article, for the past 6 years, college attendance has been dropping in this country. So people are waking up.
And it's taking longer to wind up getting a bachelor's degree.
If you listen to the academic left here in this town, a lot of them are coming to this same conclusion that this everyone has to go to college myth isn't necessarily for everybody. So, I mean, more and more people are starting to wake up. Waking up. But still, I mean, college debt exceeds credit card debt in this country.
Good call tonight, Rhododendron. I think it'll be interesting to watch when it happens, and I thank you for dialing in here on our Discord on-air call-in-line room, which you can do by going into discord.lrn.fm. Discord, by the way, is our server that is a chat server. It's got both voice and also it has text chat room. Most people spend their time in the text chats. But every now and then I will see folks down in the voice chat. Sometimes after the show they'll jump in there and they'll have a voice chat with one another. And some of them are callers you'll recognize, like Gene the Christian Anarchist and others.
I guess my question is, when this bubble does pop, and it will pop, it's over $1 trillion in college debt, this country. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. And what's going to happen is you're going to have people who are going to refuse to pay their, $40,000, $50,000 loan. What is going to happen to these institutions? Because they are offering, degrees that are necessary.
Engineering,
engineering, doctoring. Mm-hmm. There are good professions that will need to be trained.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? I guess my question is, what's that future going to look like? Where institutions are going to go out? They're going to go out of business.
I don't have a crystal ball. I can't answer the question.
Well, that's the thing. Are they going to go out of business? That was the question of our caller. What's the bailout going to be? Are they going to start bailing out these institutions to keep them from going
out? They can't bail them all out. I mean, it's not going to be like bailing out GM.
That's true. There were only, two car companies or whatever that they bailed out for, GM, and I think, was it Chrysler?
And the next
Chrysler got a bailout back in the 80s. It wouldn't surprise me if they got one back in the early aughts as well.
I think the next collapse is going to make 2007, 2008 look like a drip. Like nothing. Because there's not going to be any money to bail out. They won't be able to print any more dollars.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch it happen. If you if you don't have college debt, then good for you. Congratulations. Do you still have debt, Conan, or did you?
I never accrued debt ever. Okay. I have one bill, and that is my house.
Got it.
And that's
debt you can live in.
I can live in that one.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't tied to my property tax, because that's
You mean the mortgage payments?
The mortgage and my escrow is tied to my interest. And so I don't even see that bill. I get
the property tax
property
bill.
Tax
you
bill.
Don't get
yeah,
it?
It goes straight to my mortgage holder.
Oh, wow.
Right, because they're the actual owner. Right. Conan does not own a house.
Right, right.
Yeah, they don't want
Conan
me, they
has
don't
a
want
loan
me,
at a
they
bank
They don't want me
house.
Not paying that bill because
that's interesting because I know I paid the property taxes when I was. I'm pretty sure I paid the property taxes when I was a homeowner.
You probably paid a big enough down payment that you got out of that.
Oh, yeah, that could very well be. All right, so if you want to join us here, let's talk about Venezuela and the new Bolivar version 3. Because there was the Bolivar, then there was the Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar, and now there's the Bolivar Soberano, the sovereign Bolivar. And they're lobbing 5 zeros off the Bolivar Fuerte, and they think that's going to fool people. They think the Venezuelan people are stupid. Because I don't think that they're going to be fooled by this. I think that the Venezuelan government has gone so far now with its depravity and its socialism and its money printing that I don't think this is going to pull the wool over the people's eyes. But it's been a weekend. It's been about 9 days since they launched this thing. So let's get into it. And what about the Petro? What about the Venezuelan ostensible cryptocurrency? It's Free Talk Live. How's that factor in?
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which is where the majority of our calls have come from here tonight. In fact, there's more waiting on us there. So if you want to jump in, go to discord.lrn.fm. AnyPay.global. If you are a cryptocurrency fan and you work in the world of retail and you, let's say you're a manager or an owner, you get some say, some influence over the point of sale system there. AnyPay.global is a cryptocurrency point of sale merchant system. And it works very well. It allows you to accept Bitcoin and Dash and Zcash and other cryptocurrencies right there at your point of sale. If you've already got a tablet at your POS, then you are almost done. All you have to do is go to anypay.global, get signed up with your email address or whatever actually username you want. You don't even have to use any email. Just whatever username you want and your password, and you get in, and then you add your crypto wallet addresses that you're basically your destination where you want the crypto to end up from your customers to you. You put your crypto wallet addresses in the setup page, and then you load up the point of sale app, and you're done. That's it. Quick trainings. It doesn't take long to explain this to your employees. It's very, very simple and easy to use, and you're accepting crypto like within moments of having gone to get signed up at anypay.global. That's anypay.global. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Big Loaf is on the line on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, gents.
Hey.
Saw that you were on Mastodon finally. So good.
I saw that you were on Mastodon too. You, I followed you on there. In fact, if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier or even just a listener, I will. If I notice you, or if you, you know, give me a poke or something like that, or if you put your name on our Discord, I will go over and follow you on Mastodon. Can you explain what Mastodon is for listeners that don't know what that is and they think it's like, you know, some dinosaur
or a band?
Yeah. So Mastodon is essentially a decentralized social network. It's really a collection of protocols. The end result is you get something that's like a Twitter without the central control of Twitter. So it's open source, is really starting to take off. And, yeah, that's ultimately what I was calling about. And, you know, I've been looking at some of the open source node statistics and user count, and the growth over the last month has been like parabolic, right? I mean, there's like, you know, thousands of percent more activity than there were, say, you know, in July.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean, it's been a hot summer as far as banning people from Twitter and other social media.
Yeah.
You had, of course, Alex Jones targeted just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, is Alex Jones on Mastodon, you know?
I don't know.
Not
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, but once he joins, I think the game's sort of kind of up for, you know, traditional social media.
Yeah, wasn't
right?
that the same but, with the how Twitter worked? Wasn't it a couple of celebs like the Kushner or something? He's like, check out Twitter, and all of a sudden, bam, Twitter was it was a success the next day.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, but I was sort of kind of wondering though, Ian, like, what's your impression of Mastodon thus far overall?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, I'm not somebody who used Twitter a whole lot, but I at the very least understood how to use Twitter. It took me a while. I was on Facebook initially as, well, I mean, it was on MySpace way back in the day, and then I got on Facebook, and then a few years or several years later, I got on Twitter, or a few years later, but I didn't really use it that much. And then finally, I started to use it a little bit more after I quit Facebook earlier this year. I think Mastodon has done a great job of knocking off Twitter as far as it does the same things that Twitter does for the most part. Daryl, you did discover that you can't do like a tag of Penn Jillette if Penn Jillette isn't on your same Mastodon server. So that was one thing that Twitter could do that Mastodon can't do. But Mastodon does what Twitter can't do in that Mastodon is a decentralized system that is essentially it's censorship proof. The individual who runs a given Mastodon server, they ultimately can decide to censor their own server, but because it's a decentralized system, you could start up your own server and then not censor anything if that's what you wanted to do.
One of the sort of failings is you can't necessarily transfer your account from one server to another. So you can create a new account on a new server, but then any followers or...
Well, you can't transfer your Twitter account either, so there's no difference there.
Yeah, this federated identity isn't a thing yet. But yeah, and, you know, the other thing I wanted to call about is, you know, there just seems to be like this almost cloud of integrations that are coming with ActivityPub and OS status, some of the protocols behind Mastodon that make it all work, such as PeerTube, which is a decentralized replacement for YouTube.
Really?
And it integrates with Mastodon natively. So I actually wrote code to spin up a new server and, like, integrate it with Mastodon on another Mastodon instance. Like, they're just peered together, and it sort of kind of works out of the box. And the way that it scales is as more people watch the video, it's using BitTorrent under the covers to make all of the clients also servers for the content. So as more people watch your video, the more capacity you have for people to watch your video. So it's really exciting, like a time for liberty, I think.
Sounds like something worth looking at. Are they offering any HD quality? Because usually these decentralized video servers have to keep the quality pretty low in order to keep the bandwidth down.
You get to choose, right? So you can choose no transcoding, which transcoding means change the quality from the original, right? So, but you could also, as the PeerTube instance owner, choose to transcode videos to whatever resolution, if it's like VHS all the way up to 4K, right?
I see.
But the important thing is it uses those same protocols under the hood as Mastodon.
Yeah.
So that integration, when somebody says, say, posts a new video, it shows up in your Mastodon feed if you follow their user on PeerTube.
So folks want to check out our Mastodon feed. You can go to toot, T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to the Free Talk Live Mastodon feed, which... is essentially now we're syncing up the Free Talk Live Facebook, Twitter, and Mastodon. So every time we post, we're actually originally posting to a Telegram channel, which is also a thing now. So if you want to follow us directly on Telegram, you can do that too at Free Talk. Excuse me, at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Great service. I love Telegram.
Telegram. Look, I understand.
All my people, all texting people who don't have Telegram is aggravating.
It's annoying, isn't it? Right?
It's like, Telegram, man, just download this app. It's great.
It's so slick. Look, I did see the news headline, by the way. Venkman, who's one of our regular chatters there in the Discord chat, I followed him on Mastodon, and he pointed out that Telegram's warrant canary has disappeared.
Ruh-ro.
Can you explain what a warrant canary is, Daryl?
Yeah, so a warrant canary, and there are probably various government agencies that one could get a warrant from, but generally a warrant canary is something along the lines of, as long as this particular thing is on the website or in the About Us or somewhere, then we have not been contacted by fill-in-the-blank agency. And again, it could be, it's generally FBI, but it could be any number of government agencies. And if that is gone, then without telling people, hey, guys, the FBI contacted us.
Because they might be prohibited by the order to not tell anybody.
Oh, it's a federal offense to tell somebody that you got one of these security letters from the FBI. So it's a way to say it without
saying
it.
So apparently they had some sort of indicator up that said something like 0 bytes given to governments, and that has disappeared. More coming up here in moments. Thanks for the call, Big Loaf. Appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He was an American hero.
I hope that he stands as a lesson for all of us. Senator John McCain lying in state in a rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol. People stood on the side of the road to salute the hearse carrying his flag-draped casket to the rotunda. McCain's wife Cindy and seven children attended a short service where the senator was remembered fondly. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey paid tribute to him, saying he had the same type of strength and determination as his 106-year-old mother, Roberta.
You raised a remarkable son, and we are truly blessed that you are among us still. When we look to you, there is no doubt where John McCain inherited his determination, resilience, and tenacity. It was built into his DNA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. We're talking about decentralization, options out there to replace things like Twitter with Mastodon, which I've been experimenting with pretty heavily over the last week, and combining Mastodon with the IFTTT, which stands for If This Then That, which is a very useful website that I'm still not sure how they make any money. So speaking of sites shutting down, if IFTTT ever shuts down, then that's going to throw all kinds of things into disarray.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that are relying on IFTTT. It's a site that allows you to, well, if this, then that. If a certain thing happens, then you can tell it to do another certain thing. In this case, if somebody posts, like you or I, Daryl, to the new Free Talk Live Telegram channel, then if this, then that will shoot that out to our Mastodon, to our Facebook, to our Twitter, and so people on those other platforms will know what we're saying, and that way we don't have to go and post in three different places at once.
Correct.
So it's a time saver, big time. And so kudos to whoever it is that does IFTTT. I don't think they have advertising on IFTTT, so maybe they're just taking donations, because they certainly don't seem to have a charged tier. They don't seem to have a paid tier for membership. At least I haven't noticed one. They're not trying to push it on you. So anyway, check out our Mastodon account over at toots.freetalklive.com. You can do that there. And, yeah, so let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We're going back to Discord, the on-air call-in line room where Stefan is in Ohio. Go ahead, Stefan.
Got to admit, when you talked about Mastodon at first, I got excited. I thought you were talking about Emperor of Sand.
Is that the rock band or the metal band?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, they're
never
awesome.
Heard it. I mean, I don't think I have, at least. I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, I was reading a story on Reason, and I wanted to know what you thought. Apparently, Gary Johnson is calling foul right now because the Secretary of State made an interesting decision before the election this time around.
Gary Johnson.
Oh, I heard about this.
This is the Republican, or the former Republican who turned into a Libertarian.
Oh, he's still
allegedly
a Republican.
He's not really very Libertarian, that's for sure. And he was the Libertarian Party's nominee for president for 2012 and 2016. This year, he's running, I believe, for Senate.
Yes.
U.S. Senate in the state of New Mexico, which is where he's from and where he was the
actually,
governor.
He's actually polling higher than the Republican in the race.
But not the Democrat.
Correct. Not higher than the Democrat, but higher than the Republican.
Right. Okay.
And the thing that Stefan is talking about, and I saw the headline earlier today, that the Secretary of State, I guess, unilaterally decided to add the straight ticket voting option back to the ballot.
Just what does that time mean? For the election. Basically, what straight ticket is there's a checkbox at the top of your ballot where you can vote for all candidates of a particular party.
You fill out
that
one box,
they used
or
to
one
have
little
that in New
oval,
Hampshire.
And then you don't have to fill out any other
no
ovals.
No more thinking. You don't got to think about nothing.
And then just one little circle, and I voted for all of the fill-in-the-blank party candidates.
And
so the idea is that would hurt the Libertarian because they wouldn't even get to the voting of that
right. And
race.
In states that have, and there's only a handful of states that still have this straight ticket voting option. In states that have it, there are high percentages of people that use it.
Mm.
And in those states, yep, surprise, surprise, people that aren't Republicans and Democrats wind up not getting anywhere near as many votes as
which
they would
really
in other
really not a lot,
places. 'Cause
you don't get a lot in other places either, so it must be even worse than most places, because most places, Libertarians don't get jack squat. So this must be like half a jack squat or a quarter
right.
of jack squat.
Yeah, and, you know, I think in this case, normally I dog on Gary Johnson a lot, but
yeah, he sucks. As a politician, he's a very nice man, though. I liked him in person.
I think that this is a move designed to, you know, kind of hurt Gary because he is doing considerably well. Now,
yeah.
I don't see this lasting. I see him getting 10% or less in New Mexico despite what...
Well, yeah, a lot of times initial poll results for Libertarians aren't particularly accurate because some people will tell you the way they would like to vote, but then at the right. last minute they'll get scared and they'll, you know, somebody will say to them, oh, or they'll say in their own head that, well, I got to vote for the lesser of the evils because one of them is going to win.
Well, this is kind of... Gary's candidacy is kind of significant because yesterday, amazingly, Rand Paul endorsed him.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah, the whole turn of events that led to Gary Johnson being the nominee in the first place is very, very interesting. To where there was a poll done by Ensign, which is Ron Nilsen's marketing company.
Who's that?
Ron Nilsen is the guy that makes a lot of money when Gary Johnson runs for political office.
His consultant, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That in 2016, I believe I heard that Ensign got about 62% of all of the funding that went to Johnson Weld
okay,
campaign.
Okay, so this group did a poll?
So, did a poll. Asking people if, and I forget who the Libertarian was that recently dropped out, if the election were between Democrat, Republican, and this Libertarian guy, who would you vote for? If the election were between Democrat, Republican, or Gary Johnson Libertarian, who would you vote for? And this poll that was done by Ensign had Gary Johnson polling about double what the other guy was.
Okay.
The other guy was polling about 21%, which is where Gary Johnson recently polled in an Emerson poll. Emerson being one of the colleges that actually does polling across the country.
Okay.
So in the poll that just came out from Emerson, Gary Johnson was at 21%, polling about the same place that this
other libertarian was, but because, oh, well, this internal poll shows Gary Johnson could possibly win, air quotes there, there was some stuff that happened, and the one guy dropped out, Gary Johnson stepped in.
I think this is kind of exciting. A lot of, you know, people in the Libertarian Party, like, hey, you know, we could win a Senate seat, and I think everybody should just pump their brakes for a second. Gary Johnson was polling at like 28% in New Mexico during the presidential election.
Yeah.
And come election day, he got less than 10%.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Come election day, he got less than 10%.
So your prediction is all these polls are going to be so inaccurate, he's going to not really, you know, burn the barn down or whatever, and it's not going to really happen for him.
I think what's going to happen more than likely is Trump is going to get scared because he's always going around the country campaigning for Republican Senate candidates. He's going to rally the base, and I think that Mick Rich and Gary Johnson are going to both fight for like 20% of the vote each, and I think that Heinrich, the incumbent Democrat, is going to end up winning.
Going to walk away with it.
Very easily. Don't say that to the Libertarian Party of Ohio, though, because that's how you get kicked out.
Well, I thought they already kicked you out.
Yes.
That's why he's saying you shouldn't say it to LP Ohio, lest they preemptively kick you out.
Hint, hint.
Well, they haven't kicked me out here of the New Hampshire LP yet, so that's a good sign. And I'm running for Senate. Not U.S. Senate, but State Senate here in...
Right, we don't have a U.S. Senate seat up this time.
In the Keene area. And, Daryl, you're running for State Representative as well. Conan, you can't run because you work for the post office.
I'm a Fed.
But otherwise, you might... You're going to run for City Council next time around? Because you can do that.
That's nonpartisan.
Yeah, right? I'll definitely do it.
All right. You're going to probably have to go at large because I think
if the one guy that I the one the guy, one counselor that I vote for is up again next year, I won't want to go against him, so I'll have to go at large. And going at large sucks.
Why?
It's like five wards, man. I'd rather just focus on the one ward where
I do
campaign a little bit.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you, Stefan, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on that Discord on-air call-in line room where we've had actually some good calls come in. We had one terrible one, and we had some good calls. But the good thing is they all sounded good, and you can join us there. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time here for you if you want to join us now. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's also the Discord on air call-in line rooms. Jump on into discord.lrn.fm. And if you support what we do here on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You'll get some cool perks. You'll get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only. There's also a Facebook group for those of you who still are into that. There's the amp and supporter discussion rooms on our Discord chat. You'll even get a special amp badge or Free Talk Live badge to show that you're an amplifier on our forum. There's more than that, though. Go and learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with credit card, with PayPal, with Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I did want to talk about the Bolivar here tonight, and I'm really not sure where to start. We have a limited amount of time. There is a story here from Slate, written on August 22nd. So I want to focus in on this one because it's about its cryptocurrency. I think we have enough time to talk about this. We can talk about the Venezuelan Bolivar Sobierno, the sovereign Bolivar, later, the longer we give the right. Bolivar Sobierno to perform here after its first week, the more useful data that we'll have.
Yes.
So here's the story from Aaron Mark at Slate.com. It's titled, "What Does It Mean for Venezuela to Peg Its New Currency to a Cryptocurrency?" Answer, not much. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro announced a series of economic reforms over the weekend, meant to combat the soaring inflation rates in the country. Venezuela is issuing a sovereign bolivar, which is a new fiat currency that removes 50 off the value of the old bolivar. The sovereign bolivar is supposedly backed by a cryptocurrency called the petro.
Keyword, supposedly.
Exactly. That the government created, allegedly, in January. In order to better understand the potential impact of the petro on Venezuela's economic crisis, I spoke Monday with Steve Henke, a professor at Applied Economics at Johns Hopkins University and a leading expert on hyperinflation. He also served as an advisor to Venezuela's former president, Rafael Caldera, from 1995 to 1996. Below is a transcript of the interview, which has been condensed and lightly edited for clarity. Question from Slate. What exactly is Maduro trying to achieve by pegging the petro to the bolivar and devaluing the currency? Steve Henke replies, the whole operation is a public relations one. You have hyperinflation, meaning the inflation rate is over 50% per month. Venezuela is the only place that's actually hyperinflating right now, and today the inflation rate that I'm measuring is 65,320%. That's up from yesterday's rate of 61,463%. So it's climbing higher.
So when the inflation rates are that high, how are you able to actually get those calculated on a daily basis?
I don't know. I guess you just ask people what the price of a thing is, and then you compare one day to the next.
Right.
What's the price of a cup of coffee today? What's it tomorrow?
But the price of a cup of coffee, when inflation is that high, it's going to change from the
time you walk into
the store until you get the cup of coffee.
I don't know. You'll have to ask Steve Henke on that one. I don't know. But somehow, they can do it. The changes are cosmetic, Henke says. The analogy I like to use is that it would be like going into one of those famed plastic surgeons in Caracas and getting a facelift. You come out looking a little different, but nothing's really changed. That's the same with this currency reform. As far as the petro is concerned, that comes into the picture because this new sovereign bolivar is allegedly going to be linked or pegged to the petro in some way. It's different from other cryptocurrencies in that it's government issued, but it also has a unique feature. It doesn't exist. The whole thing is a sham, a fraud. It was rolled out in January, and it doesn't trade. It is not considered by those who rate cryptocurrencies as even a cryptocurrency. So that part of the program, forget it, he says. Slate goes on. Another question. So why can't petro be traded? Is it an issue with the technology or a legal hurdle? Answer. If you look at the white paper behind it, it's a very confusing and contradictory one that they've changed many, many times. There have been various editions of the white paper, and they're internally inconsistent. It just never got launched.
Right, so let me explain, because I actually took the time to read the original version.
You read the English translation of the original.
Correct.
Because it was different from the original because they didn't change everything. They changed with the original and the English translation.
Right, anyway. That's what the original version that the Venezuelan government had an English translation of. They said simultaneously that it was going to be an ERC-20 token and it was going to have its own blockchain. Those are not the same things.
Right. Yeah, the thing is just a ridiculous thing. And they just keep acting like it exists. The government of Venezuela continues to put out press releases and, you know, statements acting as though the petro is a thing. But there's no evidence it actually is a thing. Maduro has been claiming, says Slate, that he's made billions of dollars from the presale of petro. What should we make of those claims? Answer. They aren't believable, and they've never been audited. If people believed it, this thing would have been a success, and inflation would have started coming down. Question. The Trump administration has barred U.S. investors from trading in petro. Was this necessary? Answer. Not really. It shows you the foolishness of the United States government because they've barred people from trading in something that doesn't trade, something that doesn't exist. There's a phantom out there, and they're prohibiting you from dealing with the phantom. It's a joke. Question. So what is Maduro's goal with petro if it doesn't exist? Answer. As I say, it's a public relations thing. They have a huge problem, and people are very upset about it. More than upset. They're literally starving and immigrating in huge numbers out of the country to escape it. So, the Venezuelans don't like it. This currency announcement, as with all hyperinflation currency reforms taking off zeros and the like, is a move to signal to the public, quote, we know what we're doing, and we're going to tackle the problem, unquote. Venezuelan lawmakers, question here, have raised concerns the petro may be a way for Maduro to issue debt without the parliament's consent. What do you make of this concern? Answer. You're dealing with a group of people, whether it's the opposition or the government, who don't know what they're doing. They're going on and on about issuing debts over it, but the problem is they haven't issued anything that we know of. Supposedly, some petro were initially sold with a 60% discount, but that's never been audited. No one actually knows what they did. We do know that it doesn't trade. It's a dysfunctional cryptocurrency. In fact, it's giving cryptocurrencies a bad name. There are enough fraudulent cryptocurrencies in cryptocurrency operations, and now you have a government doing this fraud, which no one should be surprised. It's the government.
Of course, a government is doing fraud. That's what they do.
Another question. Only three more here. Question. Do you have a sense of how people in Venezuela have reacted to Maduro's petro efforts? Answer. He has zero credibility, so they don't believe him. They're very confused about how this is actually going to be implemented and what's going to happen. So it's created even more anxiety. The reality is the country has already dollarized. Question, are cryptocurrencies in general popular in Venezuela? Answer, he says there are some, but it's fairly small potatoes. The dollar is the king. The cryptos are, I would say, in this story, a small footnote at best. And finally, there's been a lot written about the Petro in the news. Do you think it's been overblown? Answer, I do think it's overblown. This is a crypto world, and there's crypto hype. Look at any of these countries implementing national cryptocurrencies, whether it's Turkey or Iran or Venezuela, that make a big deal out of crypto as saving the people. If you actually look on the ground at what's going on, it's the dollar and it's gold. The cryptos are a minor thing.
But I heard that Venezuela was sponsored by Dash now.
Well, Dash is making some pretty big inroads. Dash is ostensibly being accepted by like 1,000 businesses in cryptocurrency, and they are doing outreach to the people in Venezuela. I would love to actually talk to somebody that is more on the ground and more in the know about those particular outreach projects. But according to the website discoverdash.com, Venezuela's Caracas, the capital city, is the number one Dash-accepting city in the entire world. Keene's in the top five. So we know we've got it pretty good here in Keene, but they've got a lot more there in Venezuela, which makes sense because, you know, when you're desperate for stability and you're dealing with hyperinflation, the daily ups and downs of cryptocurrency don't look so bad anymore.
Right.
You know? I mean, because cryptocurrency can be a little intimidating to people because it can kind of go all over the place.
Right.
But ultimately, it's still much more stable compared to the Venezuelan Bolivar. So that's why they're getting some stickiness there in Venezuela. But I would love to find out, you know, how useful it is, how used it is. Because, again, you obviously have to have internet connection in order to use cryptocurrency.
Yes.
And the government runs the internet there in Venezuela, the last I heard. So how, you know, widespread internet is when you can't pay for food, I don't know. I would be interested to see what portion of the Venezuelan population actually has an active internet connection these days. How many of them are still paying their cell phone bill compared to, you know, using that money to buy a banana or something like that on the black market? So, there's more to say about the Venezuelan currency. I just wanted to read that because I thought it was an interesting rebuttal from somebody who has actually worked with the Venezuelan government in the past, a previous president in the 1990s, somebody who's watching very closely the inflation rate over there, and to point out how just stupid this Petro concept is. But we still have to talk about this, the Bolivar Soberano, the sovereign Bolivar. It's just 9 days into its launch. If you go to DolarToday.com, you're going to see very different numbers. It's like 86 to 1 right now. So this it's been a complete change. So we're going to learn more about it over time. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.